So what a wonderful day. And the thing that brings us together is an excursion to a garden. And in this garden, it started out as an industrial area. And through the vision of a woman, she was able to create the most amazing oasis. Gaia is the ultimate teacher. We can look at this teaching and apply it to ourselves, our body, our relationship. What is it that is part of an industrial area for you? A quarry, something that needs work. Because with dedicated focus and intent and nourishment, we can create the most amazing, flourishing garden. And when you go to those gardens and you look at the flowers and the plants, nothing is in isolation. Every plant there has a relationship with the plant that is next to it. They are working together. They're creating things together. Some of the trees are providing shelter and shade for the plants underneath. So what's the relationship that you have with Gaia? What's the relationship you have with your health? Is your relationship with your health being affected by the relationship with your family? And if so, this is an opportunity to create the relationships that you choose with everything. So the Indigenous understood that creating the weather wasn't about having prayers. It wasn't about asking. It was about being in alignment. It's about being in right relationship. So when I saw the forecast that it was meant to rain today, I didn't pray. I didn't get on my knees and beg for good weather. I simply allowed myself to connect with the garden, and I asked for the right relationship, the right alignment, that we were meant to experience it on today. Because sometimes you're meant to experience stormy weather. It's meant to teach you something. And other times you're meant to experience beautiful blue skies, crystal crisp air, and experience it. So today's experience, as you walk through the garden, I want you to have every element of that infuse into the cell of your being, because it's a memory that you're going to take with you forever. And as you hold that essence of the garden, you can recall it any moment in your life. Whenever you're in a place that doesn't feel like a beautiful environment, all you have to do is close your eyes, tap back into this moment today, where as a group, we are walking through the gardens, communicating with the elementals and the devas that live there, and they stay with you forever, because you are known by Gaia, and you are loved beyond measure.
So it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light, your brightness, your joy, your illuminant radiance, huh? We should call that one word, illuminadience. For those of you who we have not met, we are Adironda. And we are honored by your presence today. For you see, the dearest divine Monica has just given you everything that we wanted to say. So we'll just sit and watch you. You see, your light is so radiant. Your intention is so clear. We want you to understand exactly how powerful you are indeed. That you saw that the energy here was bright and light and sunny. So therefore it is. Now our vessel Marilyn was, we asked her to bring her sun hat today. And she said it's supposed to rain all day. So she picked up her umbrella and left the sun hat at home. So you see, even the most enlightened can not trust the information. So it is up to you, dearest beings of light, to know that as a light plurker that you are, play plus work equals plurk, as a light plurker on this planet, every single intention you have is being created all around you. It is being created in the cells of your body, in the cells of your field, as you are seeing science now proving what we have said for many years. That energy, that intention is yours. That envelopment of presence is yours. So when you are sitting next to someone and you do not have any idea who they are, know that they are not there by accident. Where is our bus 4 group that we had this little chatting space back in the back? Oh? Uh-huh. You see, in that energy, that is a part of that divine order. Yes? That is a part of that divine plan. So turn to the person next to you and say, thank you for sitting, be a part of my divine plan, huh? We can plurk together, huh? Shifting the consciousness of this planet, even if it is one person at a time. And with that consciousness shift, what is possible, huh? You are. How great is that? You came here. Who is the indigenous? Well, none of you really are. You're indigenous to this. That's what they call you. But what happened to the Pleiades? Who's indigenous to the Pleiades, huh? Yes, you are visiting here. And those that have embedded their culture into this ground or stage. Those that have embedded their blood, their sweat, their tears, their bodies, their ancients, their love, their family, their brothers, their sisters, they are you, whether you have called yourself indigenous or not. Those that are the First Nations people are still the First Pleiadian people, huh? So, one of the things we love about Canada, other than the fact that it is just fun to say, Canada, where are you? I'm in Canada. Eh? But you see, they honor their first people like many other cultures do not. Now, it may have been a learning process, yes, a deep one. And the Canadians can teach the other nations how important it is. Because whether your skin is yellow or brown or red or green is not the important part. The important part is that you showed up here. And with your intention, you are indeed creating that energy. You are indeed creating that sun on a day that you can spend outside. And creating the blessing of the rain to green everything up. You are creating the cells of your body. We talked with someone earlier that we did a little hoo-ha with the selenite swords of light, and she was diagnosed with a cancer thing, and we said, it is done, it is gone, and it is, yes? Where did she go? Yes, powerful. You see, take a deep breath. What is your intention? What is your intention to experience here at Bouchard Gardens? I saw Marilyn did not even know what it was. She just knew she was supposed to show up. That is what we ask you to do. Don't question. Don't say, well, what is it and when are we doing this and how are we going to experience that? It is your job to just show up. Yes, because without you, we would be sitting here talking to ourselves, which would still be a good conversation. But you see, this is what we want you to understand today, that this entire experience of blending science that is now proving spirituality is a major step for humanity. The humans that are here, this energy is radiating out beyond from this little beautiful island all across the Americas, all across Europe, Africa, Australia, all continents, because the light plurkers are here and expanding that radiance. You are learning to go home to speak to your people, to say, well, this is what we did. We had a discussion on the bus this morning. How do we explain to our religious friends what we are doing here? Well, it is science. It is fact. You always believe science. And how does it connect with spirituality? Well, it is now proving that science is catching up with spirit. Take a deep breath. We are an activator. And we are activating whatever is in your highest joy and your highest good to be activated. Is that all right?
Yes.
Good. Because we would do it anyway. Our job is to open your hearts, to let you realize and understand that that is your creative life force. That is your energy that created this beautiful day. Of course, we've talked with Lee, and he says, it always is perfect weather wherever we are. Which is true. That is that intention. As we walk into this beautiful space that was torn down and then rebuilt, as the divine Monica says, that is what is happening in your body. How exciting is that, huh? That is what is happening in your cells. That is what is happening in your field. And your field is going to go home and bump into someone else's field, and then it will happen in their field as well. Because as a light worker, you can't avoid bumping into someone else's energy, because your light is so bright and big. So you can't hide it any longer. You get the opportunity, if you choose to accept the mission, to be present with you, to be present in the love that you are, letting go of the earthly pain, letting go of the story that no longer serves, and create a new story from your heart center. That is our job, is to help you open that heart center. So breathe into your heart. Well, it's a pretty good heart. It is ticking away. It just keeps moving, doesn't it? We are so, so thankful for you. So honored to be here with our dear friend Kryon and Elon, Monica Lee, and the rest of the entourage of speakers this weekend. And you. It is time that you trust yourself. It is time that you love yourself. Even if you thought you were loving yourself, love yourself more. You could never have too much love, huh? It sounds like a country western song. We love you so much. We honor you. We see you. We see who you are. And we are grateful for your presence. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The gathering today is a precursor for the next days to follow. The few hundred of you will eventually turn into 1,200. And what I wish to do at this moment is to give you a preview of the channeling, the message that I will be giving on Saturday morning. And the reason that I wish to do it now is to capture the energy of something. And I'm going to give that to you in a moment. It's peaceful outside. It's beautiful. And in a moment, you will see the splendor of one woman's dream. You will feel her presence because we have told you what happens to the human soul as she is still here. It's not just a beautiful day outside, it's peaceful, and you can move from place to place. You can decide to go over there and talk to a friend or go over here and eat something. You have the freedom and the joy and the ability to think for yourself and be whoever you wish. And yet there are so many places on this planet that don't have this. And if you look back in history, dear ones, you'll say, well, that's just the way things are. And you'll say you are fortunate indeed to be here. Or perhaps you've been in some of those places and escaped. I know who's here. And there's always the dichotomy, is there not? Of those that have peace and beauty and those who never get it. Perhaps because of where they're born or their situations in life. In 2012, we started giving you what some would call unbelievable scenarios of a changing planet. The prophecies of old, even of the First Nation here, were very, very similar to the ones that you heard from the Maya. That talked about the end of an old time. Should you make it through the precession of the equinoxes, which included the end of 2012, if you should make it, that this planet would start to become something else. I'm here for that. I'm here for the messages for that. I'm here to move the magnetic grid for that. All that is. And the messages of Kryon for 29 years have been about the shift. And you are firmly into it. In 2012, I started talking about something. Because in 2011, something took place. And now you'll know why I wish to talk about this. Because of a specific handshake in North Korea yesterday. In 2011, the young leader took over from his father who had passed. And it looked like he would go the same direction his father had, for that was North Korea. In 2012, I started giving messages about that leader. All the way up through 2017 and 2018, the messages were similar. And I want to tell you what the messages were. The messages said this. That against all odds, there was a 50-50 chance that the Koreas would unite, that there would be no nuclears and dialogue with the West. The end of a 70-year war. And this was the message in 2012, because there was something happening. You might remember another message then, given that the Pope would be changed soon. I said you'd get a new one. And there were those who said, well, that means the old one has to die. Now, here's the point, dear ones. This is a bias. And that's what we're going to talk about Saturday. It's a bias of an old system that says, if you're going to have this, then this must happen. 2012. I told you that something remarkable might take place with a new leader in Korea. As time marched along, it looked like nothing of the sort. In fact, it looked like just the opposite. I'm going to repeat this message, this much of it, on Saturday, because it's so important for you to see something that just took place and realize that although it just took place in your timeline, it's been working since 2012. I would never have given you a message as bizarre as this of what you saw yesterday as the potential beginning of the end of a 70-year war and the two Koreas uniting finally, where the guards put down their guns and families walk across that zone and meet one another. And there would said, that is impossible. Or if it happens, cry on, this and this and this would therefore have to happen. None of those this, and this happened. None of them. So what you see here is, against all odds, something took place. But for me to talk about it in 2012, you have to understand that it was in the field. And that means it was being thought of by other human beings. It means not that the North Korean leader was reading cryons. It means that these things were self-evident, not just to those light workers who were reading it, but to others in important places that were drawing the lines and looking at how he might have really what he always wanted, and that is fame and fortune, in a way that his father never, ever would have approved of. It started way before the handshake yesterday. I'm going to talk Saturday about the reactions to this, what's really perhaps going on with some other countries as well. But I want to go instead with you in this smaller group to something more personal. What is going on in the field with you? What is it, against all odds, that could be in this room right now, that is in the field, and I mean by that, the actual energy of its manifestation is here. Back in 2012, there were those who said it's folly for you to assign these kinds of magic things to the North Korean leader. It's not going to happen, Kryon. None of them. Some said Kryon is a little ignorant about world things. And then there was the handshake yesterday. Do you see where this is going? This is a new energy you sit in, where things are possible that never were before. And you cannot draw a line of your logic that says, if this is going to happen for me, then this and this must also happen. What if none of those things interimly had to? What is it that you see yourself being years from now? And some of you would say, alive. Because I know who's here. And some of you say, I would like to be out of a situation I'm in. Or others would say, I'd like to be in a situation I'm not. Others would say, I would like to be out of the drama. Some would say, I would like to have more abundance because it's not working now for me. Others would say, difficult times are ahead and I'm uncertain. But I want you to take this profound example of what just took place that was against all odds and impossible, and now apply it to yourself. There are so many dreamers in this room that can manifest these dreams about having health when you don't think you do. Now, having things start to change inside you that never have before. You're getting a hold of peace that you never had before because it's in the field. And what I mean by that is there is an energy here that simply was not here before 2012. And even light workers are guilty of living so much in the past that they don't pull forward the magnificence of the shift. And I'm here to tell you, by fact of what happened yesterday, that's a big thing. Why not the little things? Individual, human by human, they're here and they're here to have. We need you. We need you alive. We need you with the wisdom that you carry, where you sit in the seats and you know what you know. And through it all, we need you to laugh and have joy. And that's the catalyst, dear ones, and it always will be. As you hear Anaronda and you chuckle, and you know that every single thing that she is doing is planned for healing. Every chuckle changes that which is the chemistry. It's almost like it lays the groundwork for you to allow yourself to dream. What is it in all appropriatenesses that you would want for your life next? I want you to see yourself there. I want you to have it happening in your mind. And then I want you to smile and chuckle and say this or something better. And we base it all on the absolute linear truth of a handshake yesterday. These things are not too far-fetched. Look how many years it took of me channeling that potential for it to take place. So these things don't happen instantly. The field must move in ways that would be commensurate with others around you and situations. Do you have intuition to change some things? Then do it. That's the new one. The intuition is starting to shift and change and present itself to you in a more dramatic way. Signs starting to happen to you in more dramatic ways, asking you to make changes in order to facilitate the dream. This is the message of Cryon. But now, since 2012, you're starting to see it in the news. I'll talk more on Saturday about what the reactions will be, and you'll see. Because most of them, believe it or not, will be negative. And the reason? Because that's just the way humans are. And that, dear ones, is where you come in. Because that's not who you are. Humanity is shifting, consciousness is moving, and in these next few days, the experts who stand on a stage not too far from here will be showing it to you, giving it names and pictures, identifying it, proving it in ways that have never been done on the earth before. This is why we're here. Perhaps it's a little early to say, let the conference begin, but it has. And it has with you in recognition of a reality you cannot deny. Things are not as they were. And so it is.